This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. President-elect Donald Trump tweeted last night he just got a call from his friend Bill Ford, the executive chairman of Ford, who told him that he's keeping the Lincoln plant in Kentucky, not moving it to Mexico. Trump went on to say that he, quote, worked hard with Bill Ford to keep the Lincoln plant in Kentucky. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has been following this. Annie, what are the facts surrounding this Louisville plant?
Well, first of all, it's not just a Lincoln plant. Ford builds the Lincoln MKC SUV and the Ford Escape at that particular location. And Ford had said it would phase out production of the Lincoln MKC there. It's a small luxury crossover SUV that hasn't been selling very well. Moving its production wasn't expected to result in a big net job loss because production of the Escape was maybe going to ramp up. Now Ford says it will keep the Lincoln MKC at the Louisville plant.
And is the president-elect connected to this decision?
Well, it's not clear, and it's worth noting he's taking credit for a much bigger decision for keeping the plant in Kentucky. But Ford never said it was going to move that plant. In fact, Ford has said repeatedly it has no plans to close any U.S. plants. Now, Ford is shifting some production to Mexico where labor costs are lower, but it's largely moving production of slower-selling and less expensive models. Mike Jackson at IHS Markit says car manufacturers are still keeping a lot of production here.
I mean, right now, there's no question that, you know, high profit, you know, high margin product like SUVs and pickups are very well situated within the U.S.
But that nuance didn't prevent Trump from criticizing companies like Ford during his presidential campaign.
The MKC, by the way, is that car in those Matthew McConaughey ads. Annie, thank you.